dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine.
come to you and we give you all our praise. We just thank you for giving us this freedom to just sing for you and love you, God. God, you love us and we'll always love you back. Thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Jesus, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never, ever wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who is bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I'm doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master. Nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them."
It's Al. Good morning. This morning we're going to be, as you saw, we're going to be in John, Book of John, chapter 13. If you'd like to follow along in your own Bibles, you can turn there now. It'll be up on the screen as well. Well, maybe some of you have seen this show. There's a series out. It's called Undercover Boss.
也许你们当中有人看了这样一个节目，就是便衣老板。
It's kind of a fun concept. What it is there's a CEO of a major company, and this CEO will go undercover and serve and work on the front lines of his or her company.
基本的想法就是这个公司的老板他们会化妆，然后到公司的底层去工作。
Joe DePinto is one of those CEOs. He's the CEO of 7-Eleven.
提到这个人, Joe DePinto, 他是 7-Eleven 的老板。
He earns a CEO salary, of course, and he's been the CEO since 2005.
当然他挣着 CEO 的钱，他是从 2005年 就是 CEO 7-Eleven 的老板。
7-Eleven has like I think it's 50,000 outlets. They're in 16 countries. And I know that Even last night, I saw one of our students holding a 7-Eleven, you know, Slurpee or drink or something like that.
我们知道这个公司大概有5万家店，遍布16个国家。
Well, during Joe's episode of Undercover Boss, he takes on the role of he pretends to be a guy named Danny Rossi.
在这个节目当中，他化身为 Danny Rossi.
And he goes into the 7-Eleven stores, and his story is this: he says that he's a former real estate agent who's out of work and who's looking to for new opportunities.
他来到一家 7-Eleven 店，他声称自己以前是做房地产的，现在没有工作，他想找一份工作。
And so he puts on some glasses, he kind of grows out his beard a little bit, and he goes into the store.
当然他需要化妆走进这个 7-Eleven 这个店。
And then he explains to them that the camera crew is there to document his journey as one who is trying out different entry-level jobs in major companies.
有摄影呢跟随他，他在解释就是这个摄影是为了给他做这个记录。
And you know, so it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to watch, you know, a CEO, you know, in a high position who normally works in a high-rise office, go into a 7-Eleven store, and, you know, he's making coffee, he's sweeping up cigarette butts, he's cleaning the bathrooms like once every hour.
你看这个节目你会感觉到很有趣，因为他是一个做高位的人，他要到一个底层去扫烟头，去清理卫生间。
He goes into one store that sells over 2,500 cups of coffee a day. So it's just a center. It's a center. And he goes there to figure out, like, how is the 7-Eleven selling so much coffee?
他到这家店每天居然卖掉了2,500杯的咖啡。
But while he's there, there's a woman who runs the store. Her name is Dolores, and she just moves. She moves, and the CEO, he can't even keep up with her.
Yeah, 这里面有个工作人员，当这个工作人员很忙碌的时候，这个CEO居然他跟不上这个女职员的步伐。
Or he goes into one of the 7-Eleven bakeries where they make the pastries and they distribute them out. And again, he finds himself, it's hard to keep up with the line. There's pastries going across, and he just can't do it. It's really tough for him.
当然他走进7-Eleven的一个面包店的时候，他也无法去跟上这个工作的节奏。
It's just interesting. What's interesting to see is to watch this CEO come in and he serves his employees, he serves the people.
有趣的是，这个高位的这个总裁，他要到低层去工作，怎么去服侍别人？
Normally, again, he is in the high position, and then he comes under them and serves the people and learns quite a bit.
当然他是属高位的，但是他要低身去服侍别人，底下的人。
And then what's fun is at the end of the show, he takes everyone that he's been working with, and he flies them out to Dallas. And they're not told. They're like, someone wants to see you at corporate. And so some of them are like, am I in trouble? You know, he brings them into Dallas where their corporate headquarters are.
当然这故事的结局就是他最后把他的身份暴露的时候，他底下的手下居然感到很紧张，以为他们出了什么麻烦。
And what's really fun is when he's now clean shaven and he has a suit on and he introduces himself and some people didn't even remember, like, they're like, hi, and they're like, do you remember me? And he's like, some of the people are like, I who are you? You know, they don't even recognize him.
当他恢复了本相的时候，很少人能够认出他，不知道他到底是在这个店工作过。
And he tells them, he's like, I'm not Danny, I'm Joe DePinto, I'm the CEO of 7-Eleven.
他解释给他们说，他不再是那个Danny，他是这个公司的总裁。
You know, and it's just fun. It's fun to watch them because they're like, what? You're the head guy. You're the CEO of the entire company.
如果你观看这个节目，你会觉得很有趣。
But what's so attractive? What's so kind of interesting and attractive about this show is to see someone at such a high level going down and just serving the people. That he oversees, you know, that he oversees.
这个故事引人的地方就是他是一个处在高位的人，他在底层工作。
And the narrative that was read this morning, it is just kind of infinitely more profound, like kind of this reversal of someone who is so high, serving people.
我们今天早上读这段故事更加深刻，而且和我们想象的更加不同。
I've been walking through with the English ministry a series on serving.
英文施工一直在讨论这个服侍这个话题。
We've been going through it for several weeks now.
有好几周的时间了。
And from the story of Mary and Martha, we drew out that Jesus over everything else, Jesus desires for us to be connected to him.
通过玛利亚和马大的故事，我们知道耶稣是非常让希望我们和他在一起。
Martha was very busy serving. Mary was connecting with the Lord.
马大忙碌服侍的时候，玛利亚跟主在一起。
And at that time, all Jesus desired was like Martha, Mary has it right. She's sitting at my feet. She's connecting with me. That's all I'm really wanting.
但是那一刻，耶稣更希望马大像玛利亚一样和耶稣在一起。
And then we looked at one of Apostle Paul's letters in 1 Corinthians.
我们也读了哥林多前书保罗的书信。
Where he shared that everyone in the church, if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, you have a spiritual gift that's been given to you.
书中讲到，如果你是个信徒的话，就有圣灵内住你的心中，给你有属灵的恩赐。
And so I reminded everyone in the English ministry. I said, look, you have a gift that is used to build up the church, to serve the church. You've been given that.
我提醒英文事工的每一个人，你们有恩赐，你们是为了服侍这个教会。
You know, but I probably saved the most profound and the most beautiful narrative for last.
那今天我把最深刻的、最精彩的留在了现在。
Jesus had been with the disciples for about 3 years now.
耶稣和他的门徒大概在一起有三年多的时间。
And he knew that this was going to be their last time together. This is going to be their last dinner together.
耶稣知道这是他和他们在一起的最后一个晚餐。
And if you look down at the scriptures, it says that he now showed the disciples the full extent of his love for them.
耶稣要向门徒展现他全部的爱。
And so what we're asking this morning is, okay, we take that. He's with them. It's the Passover dinner. And it says he showed the disciples the full extent of his love. What was he showing them? How was he showing them the full extent of his love?
但是晚餐后，耶稣是如何向门徒展现他的无比的爱呢？
Well, for one thing, we know that Jesus was fully aware of the cost of loving them.
有一点，耶稣很清楚他这个爱的代价。
Judas had already made plans prior to the Passover dinner, and we can see in the narrative here that Jesus was fully aware.Going into this, as he served his disciples, he knew what it was going to cost him.
耶稣很清楚，他当爱这个门徒、服侍门徒的时候，他的代价是什么。
But he also knew, as we look at the scripture, we also know that he knew where he was coming from and where he was going to.
他也知道他是从哪里来，要去哪里。
Verse 3 says that he knew that the Father had given him authority.Over everything, and that he had come from God, and that he would return to God as well.
约翰福音十三章三节说到，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
And so, as heavy as the cost was going to be, as heavy as the cost was going to be, he was able to serve them out of his connection with the Triune God.
尽管他知道他所要付出的代价，他仍然要去服侍，因为他这是出于他和三位一体神的关系。
He was able to serve them out of the community that he had. It mentions here the Father. He was able to do what he did because he was connected in to the Father.
耶稣之所以能够去服侍，是因为他和父神的关系。
I'm volunteer this morning. Amadeus, you wanna come up? And so here's what it is, you guys. If you can picture this, it's the Passover. You can have a seat. If you can picture this, it's the Passover dinner, right? This is the last week moving in before he would walk Calvary. Mm-hmm. And they're up in the upper room, and it's the meal. It says the meal, the food is coming out, the meal is going to be served. So we get the sense that maybe it's right before dinner that this is taking place.
你们可以想象得到，这是在逾越节的晚餐，也许是在晚餐之前。
And Jesus takes off his robe, right? Takes off his robe.
耶稣脱掉他的外衣。
And he wraps a towel around his waist.
他用一条手巾来束腰。
And now I realize that Jesus looked nothing like this. I know he looked nothing like this. And I mean, I was thinking about it. I feel silly to wear something like this. But I think, honestly, I think that the disciples were the same. It's like, you look silly. You look crazy. What are you doing?
我想大家也像认为Brady这样很silly一样，这个当时门徒也认为耶稣做得很不得体。
And so the disciples would have immediately recognized that Jesus was taking kind of a posture of a servant. As soon as he wrapped the towel around his waist, they would have known, they would have recognized immediately based on what he's wearing, what he's doing, that he's taking the posture of a servant.
门徒也立刻意识到，耶稣这样做，他是要做仆人的工作。
And so it was common in Greco, in that time period, for Greco-Romans and for Jews to do feet washing. It was not uncommon.
那个时候希腊罗马文化当中洗脚不是一个不寻常的事情。
And so sometimes it was a daily ritual for them. Sometimes it was a practice of a religious ritual for Sabbath, prior to Sabbath.
那个洗脚是当时的一个每天的一个礼仪，有的时候是安息日之前的一个礼仪，宗教礼仪。And
other times it was an act of hospitality. When you invited someone into your home, you would wash their feet.
有的时候，如果你请一个客人到家，你要给他洗脚。Go
ahead, Amadeus. Go ahead and stick your feet in there. I know. See, Amadeus is like, this feels so awkward. And it's true. It's true. I mean, you know, for anyone who's being served and serving, there's the server who is humble, but there's also the receiver who has to receive, right? If you want to be, you have to receive as well. So it is awkward. I asked Amadeus, and I asked him prior to this last week, and he's like, okay, I suppose you can wash my feet in front of the church. I did this once with a group of young people, and we were in my apartment, and people were sitting on the couches, and as soon as I announced that we were going to wash their feet, all of their feet pulled back onto the couch. They're like, no way, you're not washing our feet, you know. But you got to remember that during this time, you can loosen up a little bit. You got to remember that during this time, they were walking on dusty roads. They had sandals. And so Amadeus' feet are pretty clean, right? They're pretty clean. There you go. But the disciples' feet were not so. And sometimes washing feet was an act of devotion as well.
有的时候, 给别人洗脚也表示一种敬畏。
So it's possible that maybe a wife would wash her husband's feet, or that a parent would wash their children's feet.
有的时候可能是妻子给丈夫洗脚，父母给孩子洗脚。
Or maybe even that a pupil would wash their teacher's feet. But everything that we see, everything that we read about, it was never that someone of higher status would wash the feet of someone with lower status. The teacher would never wash the feet of the pupil.
可是我们所读到的从来没有是处于高位的人给处于低位的人洗脚。
Thanks, Amadeus. Your feet are clean. In fact, you know, in Jewish homes, wealthy Jewish homes, it was considered such a menial task, such a kind of a menial and lowly task that they wouldn't have their Jewish servants wash the guests' feet. It would be reserved only for Gentiles.
实际上，在富足的犹太人家里面，这个洗脚的工作是非常低下的。他们通常要让仆人或者甚至是外邦的奴隶来洗脚。
You see, but here, there's a picture given. There's a picture painted that Jesus is painting of the full extent of His love.
所以我们应该能够想象到这个耶稣的爱。
And you know, for us, in some ways, it's kind of easy for us to envision Jesus washing his disciples' feet because we have the benefit of knowing, you know, reading the scriptures and just knowing who Jesus is.
也许我们可能很容易想象到耶稣给门徒洗脚，因为圣经上就是这样记载。
And I think that sometimes we get really, you know, when it comes to Jesus, we get really comfortable with him. He's our friend. He's our helper. He's our constant companion.
也许我们觉得很习以为常，因为耶稣是我们的朋友。
But if you zoom back for a moment, if you step back for a moment and look what's happening, it's almost incomprehensible.
如果你退一步想，实际上这个举动是非常难以想象的。
It's almost if you understand what is happening, it is almost like I can't wrap my mind around it.
如果你真正意识到发生了什么事情，你是很难想象的一个事情。
If you're in your Bibles, if you keep your finger in John, then and flip over to Colossians. Okay, flip over to Colossians. Colossians verse 15 says that Christ is the invisible image of the invisible God. He existed before God created anything, made anything at all, and is supreme over all creation.
哥罗西书第一章十五节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造之先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政掌权的，一切都是借着他造，又是为他造的。
It says that Christ is the one through whom God created everything in heaven and earth. He made things that we can see and the things that we can't see.
也是父神借着耶稣基督创造了万有。
So if you zoom back, it is like the one whom everything through everything was created, the one who's supreme over all things, the one is above all people, the one who makes kings, who makes CEOs, who makes presidents. He is now washing the disciples' feet. He is coming from here, and he was coming under them to wash their feet.
可是如果你想象到这个是万有以上的这样一个主，万有是借他造的，给你洗脚的话，这是一个很伟大的事情。
And Peter is uncomfortable with it.
彼得觉得很难接受这样的事实。
He's like, what are you doing? You're never going to wash my feet. Don't wash my feet. This is inappropriate. This feels bizarre.
彼得就发问。问耶稣你在做什么？他觉得这个非常非常的奇怪。
What happens is that Jesus begins to reveal. He begins to show them what this is about.
但是耶稣就想让他们向他们展现，这是意味着什么
？He tells Peter, "But if I don't wash you, you won't belong to me."
他跟彼得讲，如果我不给你洗脚，你就和我无份。
Other translations have it as, "You won't be a part." Of me.
另外的解释就是说，你不是我身体的一部分。
See, Jesus is not simply giving a lesson on humble service. He was washing their feet as a greater symbol of what was to come. What was to come a week later that he could point them to, like, look, I am washing you as I will wash you soon.
这个洗脚也是一个征兆，是之后耶稣所面临的这个苦难。
This is serving, this is sacrifice, but you will see the full extent of it in about a week.
这是一周之后, 所发生事情的一个征兆。
And tells them, you don't understand now. You don't understand now. But you will. You will understand.
耶稣说, 你现在不明白,
you know, at any given time in your journey with Jesus, you may not see, you may not sense around you the love of Christ. I just don't feel it.
有的时候我们可能, 体会不到耶稣基督的爱。
And that's just fine. You know, because we see that all the time in the Psalms, the psalmists are saying, where are you, God? I just don't see you.
甚至这个诗篇的诗人也这样去质疑神的这个。
And so that's okay. That's okay if you feel that. I don't know any follower of Christ who's never gone through the journey without kind of sensing that or just having that sense of where are you?
实际上很多的信徒都有这样的同样的感觉，就是神在哪里，神的爱在哪里。
But we can go back. In those moments, we can go back and say, look, the God of the universe came down to serve and washed us.
那个时候我们就来看这个故事，看看耶稣是如何爱我们的。
So I said, Peter, if I don't wash you, if you don't have that union with me, you're not going to be a part of me. You can emphasize the word I, it's Jesus. Jesus has to wash your feet. Peter kind of has a sense that, like, you know, that maybe that there's an inheritance going on. I'm like, I'm getting something from him. Lord, wash all of me then. Just go ahead, just wash my whole body. Just in typical Peter fashion, right? Where he's just, Peter's just, that's who he is. I love Peter. That's who he is.
这是彼得就说, 连我的手和脚头也要洗, 这就是典型的彼得。
Jesus tells him, like, look, if I wash you, you're clean. You don't need a bath. You don't need a bath, Peter. I've washed you. Your entire self is clean.
耶稣跟彼得说, 我只要给你洗脚, 你就干净了, 不需要给你整个, 洗澡。
It changes everything. Could I have Xiangbing? Where are you? Xiangbing here? There he is. Xiangbing, why don't you come on up? Xiangbing, Brother Xiangbing, I was able to, we were driving down to Detroit together. Let's see here. And I was able to ask him about his story. And it's different because normally when, many times when someone is brought into relationship with Christ, so many times God uses people, right? And, but Xiangbing's story, I'm like, I asked Xiangbing, how long ago have you been at OCC and how did you come to OCC? And so, I asked Xiangbing, could you just share a little bit of your story leading up to your time at OCC? You were searching.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Share a little bit about your story, just kind of leading up to your time at OCC. You said you were looking.
Yeah, at that time I was seeking, you know, I was an active seeker, you know, because later on when I read the Bible, I know, you know, God put... in our heart, we know there is God, so we're seeking. At that time, I was seeking, and I was reading the Bible by myself. And then normally, you know, when I was seeking the, you know, peace, the calm. But the time when I read the Bible, exactly the verse, you know, you preached today, the John, you know, the 13, you know, the story that Jesus, you know, washed his disciples' feet. And at that time, you know, it's strange to me. And I found out my tears come down, you know. I cannot stop it. And it's not like, you know, you read some sad story or something, you're moved. But at that moment, I find myself is still, you know, lack peace, but the tears come down, you know, without any reason, just reading those passages.
Do you remember, as you read the passage, do you remember what struck you? Do you remember that far back?
So it's a little bit strange, you know, in the sense that it's not like you read something, you have your like reasoning or logic, you're thinking about it. It's just, you know, it's come without my control in that sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a surprise to me.
Okay. So I know that you were looking at all different kinds of faiths, right? You were looking at Confucianism, you were looking at all different kinds of faiths, searching. And again, the main thing that you were seeking, it sounds like, was peace. Like you had unrest in your heart.
That's right.
Yeah. And so it was actually when you read this passage, that's when Christ kind of struck you.
Yes.
that he was a servant, that he washed the disciples' feet.
Yes. But at that moment, you know, I didn't have, you know, full understanding of that, why it struck me, you know, that much. Because at that moment I was thinking, you know, I need inner peace. But this one is like moving.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be the situation I liked. But then later, you know, when I, you know, accept Jesus as my, you know, savior, when I was baptized, and now, you know, after 10 years, now when I reflect back, when I think it, now I know what's the most thing. That's the love.
Yeah.
That's the love.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember you said it almost struck you that Jesus, just the fact that he was washing his disciples' feet, was one of the things that really stood out to you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Xingbin. Yeah, see, Xingbin, again, similar to the disciples, didn't have a full understanding of what he was reading or what was happening.
你们看到，有些门徒是不理解耶稣为什么要洗他们的脚。
But it was Christ's work on the cross that God was revealing to him and to wash him, to begin to wash him.
这是耶稣在十字架上的工作向门徒启示。
And it began to change Brother Xingbin from the inside out.
这样一个故事改变了圣兵弟兄的生命。
But you see, the thing is when I read this, Jesus takes his disciples a bit further. He leads them a bit further beyond that.
在这里，耶稣也把门徒向前又带了一步。
He says in verse 14, he says, and since I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet.
耶稣说, 既然我是你们的夫子, 我洗你们的脚, 你们也当彼此洗脚。
It's like I've given you example, I've shown you what to do. Now do that to one another.
我为你们设立的榜样, 你们也应当如此行。
Serve each other.
服侍彼此服侍。
And he doesn't really mince words, does he? He says, like, verse 17, he says, you know these things. You know these things. A teacher is never higher than a pupil. Is a pupil is never higher than a teacher. So I've given you this example. So if I'm giving you this example, go and do it. Serve each other. Love each other.
既然学生不能高过老师，学生就要去照着行。
Says that is the, you know these things, now do them. That is the path of blessing.
你们既然知道这样的事情就要去行，因为那是通往祝福的一条路。
There is great blessing when we practice this, when we as a church serve one another, when we as a church go out and begin to serve others.
作为一个教会，当我们彼此服侍的时候，我们也就走在蒙福的道路上。
Last Thursday, we had an opportunity. A group of us went down to Detroit to a place called Hope House.
上个星期四，我们去了底特律的希望中心。
And we've been able to come alongside and partner with this ministry.
我们和这个事工一起来同时服侍。
And they say that the illiteracy rate in Detroit is one of the highest in the nation.
这个底特律这个属于文盲率在全国都是很高的。
And so at this house, what they do is they just create and build relationships with the kids in the neighborhood.
在这个中心，他们就和这些孩子建立关系。
And one of the ways they do that is they just serve them. We say, we will, you can come in and we will. It's kindergarten through fourth grade, and we're going to have a reading program.
从学前班到四年级，我们就帮助他们来读书。
And so it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to have our youth students go down into Detroit, and we came to the house and. Her name is Becky Gentry. She shared with us what was going to happen, and everyone kind of had a role in serving.
我们的青少年也很有得着，因为每个人都有要做的事情。
And so there was a kind of a large group story time where, just someone up front reading stories, and then after that, we all broke out into different kind of rooms and space. And we were paired up with someone, and we just listened to them read. You know, they read to us.
有的时候是一大组人在一起读，有的时候就是把人分开，可能是一个人就听另外一个人读书。
Just an enjoyable time. Afterwards, Becky kind of led us, just kind of had us do some sharing afterwards, and she said, "You know, how did this experience make you feel?"
之后我们也有互相分享的时间。
And honestly, there was kind of a wide range of responses, anything from joy to helpful to shocked, you know, there's for a particular reason.
这个回应是非常广泛的，从喜乐，甚至有的时候是震惊。
And then she said, "Well, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel that way?"
我们会问你为什么会有这样的反应。
And one of our students said. She said, it's because I feel like we were able to contribute to the community.
一个学生的回答是，我感觉到我真是能为这个社区做一些贡献。
And see, what she was feeling, what she was sensing is that blessing that comes with just serving, just coming alongside someone and serving them.
她的感受实际上就是，当你服侍的时候，祝福也就临到了。
But it all begins with how unique our God is, the God who is above all else, the Supreme One, who came down and came beneath us and served us.
但更重要的是我们神的这个独特性，他高于万有，却来到低微的这样一个身份来服侍。
He is the only wise God.
他是一个唯一有智慧的神。
And he is the God who served you.
这是一位服侍你们的神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Jesus, we give thanks to you that you, in your obedience to the Father, you humbled yourself even so much as taking the death of a common criminal.
也是我们谢谢你，因为你顺服父神，甚至和罪犯一起同死。
You displayed the full extent of your love on the cross.
你在十字架上彰显了你那无比的爱。
Father, as we sometimes, if we're honest, it's hard for us to grasp that truth.
天父，有的时候我们确实很难能够理解这样一个真理。
But as you reveal this truth to us more and more, this reality, I pray that you prompt us to go and do likewise.
但是借着你的启示，就求你这是激励我们去走同样的道路。
That we use the gifts that you have given to us to serve and love one another.
用你给我们的恩赐来服侍，来爱每个人。
That the world would look in on the church and see see your beauty.
当这个世界看教会的时候，就看到了这个神的这个美丽。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.